My name is Jacob McKinsey. I'm a paranormal investigator, and I write books about haunted buildings. To pay the bills and finance my investigations, I also work as a staff researcher for the TV series, Is Your House Haunted? I'm one of the people who find houses that would make good episodes for the show. This is the story of a house that nearly made the cut, that would have made a hell of an episode if unforeseen circumstances hadn't intervened. It was 10 minutes till midnight on a cold October evening when I arrived in the tiny town of Bogden, Indiana. Little more than a wide spot in the road, Bogden is just a score of small businesses, several of which were boarded up, and a few dozen run-down houses arranged on either side of the county road that forms the tiny town's main street. I learned on the internet that Romanian immigrants founded Bogden in the late 1800s. According to Wikipedia, the otherwise obscure little town's main claim to fame is its Founders' Day celebration, when the small population dresses up in traditional garb, eats traditional Romanian dishes, and performs traditional dances to traditional folk songs. In other words, for one day out of the year, Bogden transports itself back through time to a Romania that hasn't existed for well over 100 years. After checking into the town's only motel and unpacking my clothes and equipment, I took out my laptop and once more went over what little I had been able to glean about the house I had come to see. I'm not sure why I chose the Edorescu House. There are undoubtedly many haunted buildings that are much more infamous. In fact, there was damn little that I'd been able to learn from my internet search. I couldn't even remember when or from whom I had heard about it. All I knew was that there had been a particularly gruesome murder-suicide. Shortly after that, an article in the local, now-defunct newspaper mentioned rumors of a haunting. Yet despite the lack of information, there was something about the newspaper's photo of the abandoned house that whispered to me, "Come. Come to me. Come to me now." According to the article, a man named Omor Edorescu had beaten his wife and son to death in a drunken rage. The next morning, someone had found their badly beaten bodies in the family's kitchen. Omor's body, however, was found in the basement where he had hung himself, a knocked-over chair lying just out of reach of his feet. Omor's brother then inherited the house, and both he and his wife were found murdered in bed several weeks after moving in. Upon the brother's death, his eldest son inherited the house, but only lived in it a few days before moving out. The house has remained empty ever since, abandoned by its owner and left to slowly decay. Rumors of a ghost have grown over the subsequent 50 years, and few now dare to enter the Edorescu House. The following day dawned cold and damp with a solid ceiling of dreary gray clouds covering the sky. Although the weather forecast called for afternoon rains, a steady drizzle had already begun. After breakfast in the Dunareya Diner, Bogden's only restaurant, I began my investigation by driving out to the house. Several miles west of the small town, it stood by itself some 30 yards back from the road. I pulled into the driveway, stepped out of my car, and took a few photographs of the dilapidated two-story farmhouse. At first glance, the Edorescu House was just what one would expect after being abandoned for 5 decades. Large patches of paint had peeled off its weathered clapboard siding, and its windows had all been broken, no doubt by kids throwing rocks. The only uncanny aspect of the house was its yard. The two trees in the front were dead, standing like giant scarecrows, with their smaller branches lying broken and rotting on the ground. Their bark had long ago sloughed off, leaving large patches of mold and fungus covering the leprous wood. Nothing grew within 5 feet of the house. No overgrown bushes or weeds, not even a single blade of grass. It was as though someone had covered the ground in salt to imprison some nameless evil inside. Farther away, a few dead and dying weeds rose like wounded soldiers, barely remaining upright over the bodies of their fallen brethren. Compared to the yard, the weeds in the ditch across the road from the farm were green and lush. Before actually entering the Edorescu House, I wanted to learn more about it and its history. Because the local newspaper had gone out of business some years earlier, I asked the men I found at the town barbershop. They told me to talk to Grigore Luca, who acted as the town's unofficial historian. I followed their directions to a modest home down a narrow side street and knocked on the door. The elderly gentleman with thinning gray hair that answered the door gave me a look of mingled curiosity.